The United States plans to push for a vote next week on its resolution authorizing war in Iraq, but U.S. officials still haven't found the necessary votes to get it adopted. As one of the sponsors of the resolution, along with Britain and Spain, the United States can call for a vote at any time. Even though it is a co-sponsor, there is strong opposition in Spain to an American-led war against Iraq. Spaniards deny that anti-Americanism has anything to do with their opposition to the U.S. policy in Iraq. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
New Yorker Mike Palouse remembers when he first moved to Spain as a teenager during the Reagan era. He found himself having to answer criticism of just about everything America's done. Its treatment of Native Americans, its involvement in Latin America, its Middle East policies, the death penalty, and so on.
When I first came 15 years ago, I remember there being a lot more of an anti-American sentiment than there was in the recent past. But recently, yes, it's definitely come back, and it seems new. It tends not to be limited to certain policy decisions.
Palouse expected America bashing to be a key theme of the anti-war demonstrations that have overrun Spanish cities. So he stayed away, even though he sympathized with a basic message. But you don't have to go to an anti-war rally here to find emotions running high about America. Just step into a bar and strike up a conversation about Iraq. Manuela Urquidi is against a war, but the suggestion that she and other Spaniards are motivated by anti-Americanism makes her very upset. It reminds her of alleged U.S. injustices against her country.
It's not a question of anti-Americanism. You know, this sounds to me like the vicious American propaganda in the war over Cuba.
Urquidi, an antiques restorer, isn't the only one who still bears a grudge over the Spanish-American War, even though it was more than a century ago. Spaniards still blame the Americans for sinking the battleship Maine in Havana Harbor in 1898, an event the United States used as a pretext to declare war. Remember the Maine has actually been a rallying cry for today's anti-war protesters, as well as some Spanish lawmakers. Like many Spaniards, Urquidi doesn't trust America's motives. She thinks the U.S. is planning a war on Iraq to promote Israel's interests.
I'm sorry, but I think the United States is a puppet of the Jews. We're talking about Saddam while Israel is massacring the Palestinian people.
According to historian Charles Powell, the Middle East conflict has melded anti-Americanism with an anti-Semitic undercurrent in Spanish society that dates back to the expulsion of Jews in 1492.
It's more a latent, implicit sentiment than an actively belligerent anti-Semitism.
But the result, he says, is that some Spaniards perceive Israel as an American agent in the Middle East and vice versa. Powell is an analyst at the Royal Elcano Institute in Madrid, and he's organizing a seminar on anti-Americanism for the Spanish government. He's not surprised that people here are still talking about the Spanish-American War. In his view, it's a key to understanding the resentment of America because it remains etched in the nation's collective consciousness as el desastre, the disaster. It was Spain's last war against a major foreign power, and the humiliating military defeat resulted in the loss of Cuba, Puerto Rico, and the Philippines.
So, in other words, the rise of the U.S. as a world power and Spain's decadence and decline are very closely linked in the minds of many Spaniards.
What's more, many people on the political left resent American military cooperation with the late Spanish dictator, General Francisco Franco. Charles Powell says these bitter feelings are being rekindled by all the talk of war in Iraq. In a recent survey by Powell's Institute, only 2% of Spanish respondents said America's role as a world leader is a good thing. The average among Europeans was 20%. In spite of all this, Prime Minister José María Aznar has allied himself closely with President Bush on the Iraq issue. He actually has gone so far as to co-sponsor the second Security Council resolution on Iraq, together with the United States and another one of Spain's historical arch foes, the United Kingdom. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.